Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, Dr. Bloom was reading Titus chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, and speaking of difficulties some people will have with what these verses have to say. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, in modern society and in churches, even many churches, even that name the name of Christ and maybe have Baptists and even some cases independent Baptists, rebel against it. Sometimes it's not the preacher, it's the people that are rebelling against it, especially when the preacher preaches against it. And yet, they're so-called fundamental Baptists. Now, let me just give you an example here that we're not going to cover right now, but I'm going to read two verses here in chapter 2 that can cause some people some great consternation. Speaking of the aged ladies, they are to, starts in verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. That will hit some right between the eyes. Good. Obedient to their own husbands. Man, that'll send a lot of them in every which ways. That the word of God be not blasphemed. Wow. Obedient to your own husbands. And I tell you what, that does send some people in other directions that they don't need to be going. But it will do that. Now let me just say this. There's something that, boy, with today's society, the worst thing that there can be is someone, okay, and let me say this again, someone who preaches that what this verse is saying here. They are not allowing their husbands to be the head of the home without a fight. Oh, they're trouble. They argue, they fight. Had a lady whose husband had left her. She was one of those explosives that go off every 2 minutes almost, you know. And she's just one of those women that you might say would be somewhat like that woman that Proverbs talks about. She's loud, that loud, boisterous woman that just always yelling, screaming, mad about things and all that. And, you know, the corner top, the housetop is better than having her. And the Bible talks about that kind of woman. And there's a little bit of that here involved in this verse here that we are just looking at. And so, as we're speaking these healthy words, this is healthy. But now it's telling you about a lady. And sure enough, this lady was really going at it. I talked to her husband. He had left her. Trying to talk him into going back. So I went back to him and I says, look, let's just imagine you and your husband have something that you're looking at, you want. Your husband says, we need to get this. And you say, no, that's a bad idea. I think we should have this. And you get upset. No, I says, look, you have a right to say, listen, honey, I think this would be better because of this. And doing that right now, I think it'd be better to do this right now. But if he says, no, I've made up my mind, this is what we're going to do. He's the head of the home, you do it. The lady looked me straight in the eye and she says, I can't do that. I haven't got the man to agree to come home with her for 30 days if she would not explode and yell and scream. She even at times would, while he'd be asleep, would hit him. But she said, okay, didn't last a week. Why? Because that was her heart. And so they don't like you to preach on those things. They don't like you to say those things about subjection, things of that nature. But if they would abide by that. That would be behavior that is becoming holiness. In other men's matters, even, we have that. And so, we see that there are some people, as verse 5 points out there, it says there, about being discreet and all that, and then we'll see things about not being one of those that are busybodies in other men's matters. Just as bad as blaspheming. Blasphemy means to speak evil of, to speak bad of, to speak wrongly of. God calls it an abomination. You know, a lot of us say, yeah, that homosexuality is an abomination. God calls that an abomination, too, using the same Hebrew word. Just think about that. So this is how bad that is. Now, see, a lot of people know what I've just said about women being subjected to your husband, be discreet, keepers at home. Boy, they're going to get upset and mad about that. That preacher, you know, doesn't realize what age we live in. You know, he doesn't realize this is the 21st century. I'm not living in the 21st century. That's not what guides me, okay? I'm living in eternity. 21st century hasn't caught up with eternity because in eternity, in God's first his millennial rule here on earth and then the eternal rule, the eternal reign of Christ. Look, let's live in that. Not what man tries to say is better. Man's psychology always comes short of God's truth. But so many in the churches, even religious psychologists, I'm always concerned about that religious psychology, religious counseling. Really, the Word of God is always truth. The Word of God, He is called the Great Counselor. When people try to twist the Word of God to make things acceptable, I've seen children go bad that had godly parents, they had them in church, they had family altar, they had all this stuff. The kids go bad. They say, well, the parents messed up. The parents messed up. Parents have done that. Parents, no. They weren't even in the home. They didn't know if they spanked them or not. They didn't see any how discipline or anything like that. So what is wrong with that? It's simply this. They evidently are Calvinist in manner, although they don't know that. You say, what do you mean Calvinist in manner or in practice? Well, Calvinist doesn't believe in a free will. That child of yours, yes, you train them up in the way they should go. When they are old, they won't depart from it. Doesn't mean that they won't sin, they won't go bad, they won't do all these other things to become a murderer. Not depart from it means it won't depart from their heart. In other words, it'll always be there to convict them. They've got a free will, because if they don't have a free will, then they were not made in God's image. I wasn't made in God's image. People don't have a free will are not in God's image, because God is a spirit. He has a free will. So, me saying those things, unbelief of that is destructive. You see, if this seems like it's a negative, but it's the truth of God's word, and you don't go along with it because that's not what they're saying today, what does the Bible say? Now, understand, my friend, you can say, I have fellowship with God, but really all you're having is religion and not fellowship with God, because disobedience to just some of these things I just said, disobedience, unwilling submission, is not walking in the light as he is in the light, and it's not in fellowship with God. If you're going to be in fellowship with God, you've got to walk in obedience to his word. You can have religion and be wayward, but you can't be right. You understand that? You can have a position in church, you can call yourself a Christian, but if you're wayward, don't call yourself right. You know, this is for individuals, and this is what preachers are supposed to teach the individuals here. And so, he's told here in this first verse, I mean, in verse 1, right off the bat, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Now, I ask you, what is sound doctrine to you? What is sound doctrine to you? Well, what it should be, any teaching of the Word of God is sound doctrine. Do you have that? Any teaching of the Word of God is sound doctrine. So, what follows then in verses 2 through 10 shows these things, by the very testimony of Scripture, which is forever settled in heaven, and it is by Scripture's works of judgment. Remember, Jesus, John 12:48, by His words, we'd be judged at the judgment seat of Christ for those who are saved. Now, those works, 2 Corinthians 5:10, whether they're good or bad, end up saved so as by fire. This is going to be manifest. It's not just you going to hear it. Everybody is going to hear it. You know, they go to a courtroom, you never think about that. They say the bad things that a person did and all that. Everybody in court hears what was bad, the charges, everything else. They're found guilty. They suffered the loss. So again, the things that are in chapter 2 are sound doctrine, just like all the Bible is, whether people like it or not, because they've been so affected by the world and its philosophy, and their minds are worldly, and they have no idea, because they say, I'm basically a good person. But that's not what he's saying there. Therefore, these things are not, if they're not adhered to, and you just simply are reading these things in the Word of God, but not thinking on them, not living by them. You say, I read the Bible every day, but then you have these other things. That's a casual reading. You see, we must meditate and live according to what the Word of God is teaching. Now, keep it in mind that in verse 1, it is a contrast to chapter 1, verses 10 through 16. And therefore, this is also sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. And not to preach sound doctrine is foolish.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will pass.